Relax, listeners, it's your magic time. Let's get ready for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Ocus,
Ocus,
Focus,
Focus,
Focus.
Here we are.
Spooky studio.
Oh, it got spooky when you walked in. I'm just
what? That was the floor creaking. That was under my weight.
Oh yeah, that was just the floor.
Cliff, our listeners need to know what the hell's going on here. Our studio has been all redecorated.
What the hell?
It's Mrs. Bottom Butter Butter, Mrs. Knob Bottom are hosting this charity. Haunted house thing. I don't really know what it's for. But
for charity.
For charity. I mean, I don't know what charity is for. They've opened it up to the public to come through.
They are dressed in terrifying costumes, and they're waiting out there for groups to come through, you know, raise money for something. I don't know. Hopefully they'll tell us when they come in.
But I haven't seen anyone. And
no, it's been only open for like an hour or two.
But, I have to tell you...
Those are some spooky sounds.
Oh, okay, good.
From the CD outside, they just bled.
They just
the
recorded
wall.
Your belches for 20 minutes. And they're like, "Oh, this sounds like a good sound effect CD."
Sure, sure. Of course, that's what happened. Kendall, who would have thought anything other than that?
Mm-hmm.
Not on a show like ours, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast Internet Talk Show / Radio Filler Program on KBSH Y99.
Not a show like that.
Not a show like that. I don't even know what you're talking about anymore, Kendall.
Who does?
Who does? I'm so distracted by the hauntedness going on outside these windows.
Well, you know, when I first got here tonight, Cliff, I walked up and the front of the shack, the garden shed that is our studio, was so scary and haunted looking. And then I realized nothing had been done. I thought Charles had went all out, but it's just our garden shed.
No, it's just the garden shed.
They're real spiders.
They are. I keep telling you. Kendall, those are real spiders.
Oh, you don't worry. I'm not going to touch them.
Kendall, those are real spiders out there. They're real.
I know. Do you know where the first haunted house really, really originated from?
The first one.
Not like, hey, this is the first haunted house, but the history, where it really kind of originated.
The first place where somebody died and they were real mad.
No, I mean okay, never mind. The Egyptians.
In Egypt.
The Egyptians, long ago.
That's a haunted pyramid.
Well, they knew that body snatchers were coming to the pyramid, so they thought to scare the hell out of them. They made moving walls and all kind of, you know, self-opening doors. That was really the first haunted house.
Talk about your real heroes.
Mm-hmm. The Egyptians. Walk like an Egyptian.
I love it. Don't you love that King Tut song?
King Tut. I love it.
I love how that's how it goes. I love it. It just made me happy. Now, you know, out there in the hauntedness of our studio, I don't know, they've been spinning cobwebs, and I keep telling you that the spiders are real, but there's...
I know. I don't know why you keep telling me that.
I don't know. There's bowls and bowls that were filled with candy until this one over here. I'm waving my thumb at Slim Kendall. He brought it in here, and you were like, hey, it's a haunted house, so we gotta eat this candy. And that's all it took for me to help you eat it.
Well, I mean, can you walk past a bowl of candy without eating some candy?
Sorry, I thought I was on the real world confessional camera there for just a minute.
It was getting pretty real in here.
Sorry about that.
You've gone from preaching to meddling.
Yeah, now I do apologize. Now, but out there, there were big trays. I didn't get to taste one of these yet. The Erotic Bakery sent over witch anuses, which I think it's so dark and spooky out there. If a bunch of kids come through it, they're not going to notice. They're not going to say, hey, is this a witch anus? They're just going to think it's some weird, crinkled up green cookie.
Yeah. Who's to say?
Who's to say? Come on, Kendall.
Kids don't know what a witch's hole looks like.
Not many. Not enough. Where are they going to learn it? They got to pick it up on the street.
Yeah.
Kendall, I want to...
It went off the deep end already.
I need to spring something on.
Oh, God.
Okay,
you know how I am about springing things.
I hate it. I know it's fall, and yet here I am springing something on you.
Mm-hmm.
But, Kendall, out of nowhere, it's time for some emergency Halloween bad jokes.
And it's not a joke. I'm not even kidding you.
Oh, my God.
What are you
going to do?
Who knows?
Here you go. Kendall, right. These are emergency.
Now, Kendall, I gotta ask
emergency.
Real quick, Kendall, how do you make a pumpkin stand?
Oh, I don't know. How do you do that?
You take away its dang chair, you dummy.
Oh. What type of beans do werewolves like best?
Oh, werebeans.
No, dummy, human beans.
Human. I'm a human being. Kendall, now, what do you call Sirius rocks? And not that stupid channel you keep listening to on the Sirius XM radio that plays all that poison and warrant.
I was like, I thought you meant Sirius that way. I have no idea.
Gravestone.
Good one. What's a vampire's favorite mode of transportation?
Bloodmobile.
No, a blood vessel.
Oh, damn. Kendall, where does Count Dracula usually eat his lunch?
Where?
Oh, in a cascateria.
You know how much I hate cascateria.
I love them.
And Cliff, finally for me.
All right.
Who does a ghoul fall in love with?
Any ghoul will do. I don't know.
Oh, his ghoul friend, of course.
Any ghoul will do. Kendall, finally for me in this terrifying round of emergency bad jokes.
I'm terrified.
Ooh, what happens when a ghost gets lost in a fog?
A missing persons report goes out.
No, Kendall. He's dead. He's missed.
How witty you are.
How witty. Very witty this Halloween.
You're so witty. Oh, so witty.
And pretty and wide. Yes. Oh, well, here they come finally. I've been waiting.
Oh,
now,
goodness.
Come on in, guys. You've got your costumes on. Now, whoa. That is
happy Halloween. Cheers. Hello.
You look so frightening.
Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you so much.
Okay. My dear beloved Mrs. Butter.
Oh dear, he meant that as a compliment, dear. Can't you see, dear? I'm dressed this way, dear, and that's what he was referring to.
Obviously,
of course,
the blood gushing down. It's I don't know how you get it to spritz from your neck like that. It's crazy.
Oh dear, it took a lot of engineering.
Even covered in her own blood, she's adorably beautiful, boys.
Well, of course,
I hear not a word against her. Not even on a spooky occasion like this, Bash. We've got a haunted house out there, Bash.
Oh, dear, and it's such...
We know.
It's for such a good cause, dear.
What is the cause?
Oh, dear, it's for the homeless orphanage, of course, dear.
Oh, for the homeless
orphanage.
Oh, that is
a wonderful cause.
Hey, so what a one, I think, to myself. What a wonderful... cause.
Thank you, dear. That was so beautiful.
Yes, it was something, all right.
I tell you, grind the shoes to a grinding halt like that, boy.
Well, he usually does.
Terrible, terrible influence, boy. I'm looking at you, Kendall Bauer.
What did I do?
You're just standing there looking at him instead of making a cutthroat motion like I've taught you, boy.
Dear, I'm doing the cutthroat motion.
You were waving away at one of those real spiders, is what I thought you were doing.
Look, Mr. Snobbot, I've learned not to try to cut him off. It's easier to let him finish.
Listen, when people write in, someday, finally, when they do,
uh-huh.
I assume that they will mention my voice and my vocal skill.
Oh, they'll mention it.
As one of the great things about the show. Eventually, years from now, there'll be those BuzzFeed countdowns, 100 greatest things about the Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast show.
Perfect
and
pitch.
Yeah, number one. Just wait.
Number one. How did you shoot all the way up to number one?
What in hell? You don't even come into the lower 20s.
Oh,
Kendall.
Shit.
All right, now it's really scary out there, but I'm afraid of all the blood. A little bit got in my eye here, so why don't you guys go on and wait? I'm sure somebody will be coming through eventually.
Oh, dear, of course. It's not late enough, dear. They're waiting to come out to the good and spooky time.
I'm sure you're correct, dear.
Of course you're correct.
I'll hear some more blood on your face, dear.
Oh, dear, quite right here. I've got an extra gallon now right over here.
All right.
Oh, that what a costume. Mrs. Butter turn hat on.
When I think to myself.
Okay, doing the cut symbol right now. Mr. Snobbottom, give me the thumbs up.
What a costume. Yeah, Kendall, that was a costume. So, that was a dang costume.
Cliff.
Yeah.
Do you, Do you go to haunted houses anymore? Have you ever been? Did you ever like going to haunted
houses? I never liked going. I remember going to one in like the mall when I was a kid, and it was too terrifying. And it, you know, older kids were in there, and they looked embarrassed, and I was terrified to my very core. And then as a teenager, I feel like I went to one with like my mom and grandmother as a teenager, and mm-hmm. I was holding on to them the whole time. I like the ambiance of a haunted house, like mm-hmm. a nice peaceful haunted house with ghouls and stuff. But I don't feel the need to have go pay people to jump out at me.
Oh, I love them.
You're like, man, I wish they would just jump out at me, scream in my face.
Not necessarily somebody jumping out at me, but when I go to a haunted house and I haven't been in years, uh-huh. but I walk through, it's Halloween-y to me. Like, walking through and you see, like, you know, scary, like, horror things that's set up with, like, chains and stuff hanging. It just, I don't know. I like the Halloween aspect of it.
I mean, I like the Halloween aspect.
Why don't you just gotta drown out when people jump out at you in your face and go...
Call me crazy.
I don't think
that sounds like a good time.
Oh, you're just not doing it right.
You're just not doing it right, Kendall. How many times have I said that today? And we've got to do something here. We've got to throw to a segment. Immediately, another one.
Well, we just started.
Before time runs out, Kendall, it's an emergency. Another emergency.
God, so many emergencies tonight.
It's an emergency fill in the Halloween.
Blank. All right, Cliff. Let's fill in those blanks.
Fill in those Halloween blanks, damn it.
Okay, I got one for you right here.
Quit pussyfooting around. Fill in the damn blank.
Okay, great. Shadows of a thousand years rise again unseen.
Oh, my.
Voices whisper in the blank. Tonight is Halloween.
Oh. Trees.
Trees, yes.
All right, Kendall, you've got to believe me, officer. He's coming to Haddonfield. Because I know him. I'm his doctor. You must be ready for him. If you don't, it's your blank.
Neck.
It's your neck.
Ass.
It's your neck on the line, mister.
Well, I was doing the PG version.
It's your neck. No, you big neck. It's a funeral. It's your funeral.
I wish it was my funeral.
Oh, God.
All right, Cliff.
Yes.
Where there is no imagination.
Oh, my.
There is no blank.
Oh.
And that was Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
There is no... What, fear?
Oh, you were close.
Horror?
Yes!
Yeah.
How'd you get it?
I'm damn smart.
I guess so.
Kendall, one day, scientists will tabulate my estimated IQ based on the bajillions of things that I should have known that I did. And
but then the belches knock it down.
No! Belches are a side effect. Alright, Kendall, here we go. It's astounding.
Time is fleeting.
Madness. Oh, it takes its toll. But listen closely. Not for very much longer. I've got to keep blank.
Control.
Yes!
I remember...
Yes.
Doing the time warp?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Cliff, at first, I can't believe you didn't join in on a song.
I'm just giving you one of these silent looks over here.
At first cock crow.
Makes for great podcasting.
At first cock crow.
Yeah.
The ghost must go.
Oh.
Back to their quiet blank below.
Oh, their quiet hole below.
No. They're great.
Oh, my. Kendall and blank, and that blank is filled in with finally. And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas just above my chamber door. And his eyes have all the seeming of a demon that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor, and my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted. Blank.
Nevermore.
Nevermore.
Nevermore. That's what our listeners are saying.
Damn straight. They're like, you know, I'm going to listen to this show nevermore.
Mark the listeners nevermore.
Never.
But Cliff, I do really have to take a break right now.
I'm going to go look, see if anybody's coming down the street to come to this haunted house.
I want
to
go check it out and go see how Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn's doing.
Oh my God. You know, wait, what is that thing? It's somebody's hideous, awful thing out the window. What is that?
It's Charles.
Oh.
And he's not in costume.
Oh my God, I didn't know.
Don't come in.
No, I've got to take a break.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss it.
Dracula is free to seek new blood.
Count Dracula is alive. During the hours of darkness, he must never be left alone.
You must do it.
Christopher Lee stars in Dracula Has Risen from the Grave Sunday afternoon at 1 on
Whistletown 81.
We all make mistakes. For instance, today you're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Welcome back.
I figured you'd love that, Kendall.
Jesus, Cliff.
You'd love
it. You know, my heart is not in a good place right now.
Under a lot of fat. Is
yes, I was just trying to think of how to sing Welcome Back spookily. when you jumped out and scared the hell out of me.
I knew you would love it, because that's one of your favorite things, is when people jump out and scare you.
I love it. You know how much
I
love it.
Don't get scared over there, Kendall. Oh, speaking of, the other night, I just watched this wonderful special.
I just watched this wonderful special.
On TV, it was on the Old People channel, and it was Carol Channing and Pearl Bailey, like, live on Broadway, and it was just them singing songs, and I thought, in another time, uh-huh. We were born in the wrong time.
Yes, we were.
We could have been singing songs, doing ditties, and skiddle-latin' bopping, and all that stuff on Broadway, or in vaudeville, and uh-huh. You like, see the amazing fat people. And
yeah, they'd have been like, see, fat was in back
then. Fat was in. Yeah,
more than it is now.
It's out. I don't know if you heard, Kendall,
that's out.
But it's out.
It is. It is. Yeah. I've told you, I love haunted houses.
Yep.
I was actually a person in a haunted house once. I got to be a scarer.
Oh, my. You were on the scare floor.
I was on the scare floor. I was like Monsters, Inc. I loved it.
Oh, my.
I loved it. And I always had this fantasy of when I was a child of making my own haunted house. So I would, like, decorate my room with, like, things hanging and make my mother come in and jump out and scare the hell out of her. My poor mother. She's been through so much.
And you're just still jumping out and scared. Kendall,
still doing it.
Speaking of things I am still doing and should not be.
Uh-huh. Eating.
Eating. Today, I was trying to open up a can of soup with a can opener.
A can of whoop-ass.
And I'm about to open one of those. No, dummy. I'm just kidding. That was a Halloween scare for you.
Oh, I'm terrified.
Kendall, I thought you'd love that. Another scare.
You know I love it. You know I love it.
You love it. I didn't know how much until now, so I'm going to really strive to make your life better.
Good.
And full of things that you love. By doing that. More often, Kendall, I promise. This I promise you. Kendall, I was opening a can of soup today, and damned old can opener. I cannot hold it tight enough, and it, no matter how tight I hold it, it won't stay on the whole time and open the can. And so it falls off and halfway through, and then finally I get it to where I think it's open, and I can't get the damn lid. It's down in the soup. And don't you hate when you got all the dirt and grime from the Food and More shelf in your soup?
I do.
Pushed it right in there, stirred it up.
See, I always wash the top of my cans before I open them.
Moron. And it's chemicals from the metal that's going to kill you. Kendall, if you can't wash those off.
Well, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? No. And then I couldn't open it in the can.
Somebody is sassy tonight.
You come back everything I say. Well, what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do? And so I can't compete with that, Kendall. Just got to shut it down. But I just thought I was so mad at the soup. I was so mad. Maybe it's probably still residual anger from the soup today. Mm-hmm. And I thought, how many pizzas have been ordered just in a blind rage because the damn can opener, you got the lid down the soup, you can't pry it out. You're thinking, this is how I spend my life. Do you know at Halloween, everything's so morbid, everything's about death and dying and all this stuff, and I'm singing songs through the house about, like, let's die, let's all die. And
those everywhere.
I do, and I like them, and they're fun, and you do have to laugh at death. But, you know, I'm thinking, okay, we're all given this finite amount of time on Earth, and we cannot let ourselves live this tiny little time that we have in total misery. And we have to find the things that make us miserable and either somehow make them not make us miserable, mm-hmm. or cut them out. And we need to fill the time that we have with enjoyment, enjoyable mm-hmm. things, and doing something good for your other persons on Earth.
Earth.
And I was thinking all that with the can opener today, and I thought, this is how I spend my life. Other people are dead and graves, and here I am on Earth, fat man, alone in the kitchen, in a studio apartment, and I can't open a damn can. I'm getting so mad, and I'm ordering pizza from that. Am I in hell? Are we living? Is this the end of the horror show Coven, where Jessica Lange just goes to hell?
I hope this is hell. I hope it can't get any worse than this. Sorry, I laughed for 5 minutes thinking about you trying to open a can and then just saying, well, fuck it, I'm eating a pizza. I'm ordering a pizza.
Hey,
call up Reggie from Domino's.
Call him up right now.
Call him up. Cliff, that was a wonderful story.
Sorry.
And we are in hell. We are in hell. And hopefully we're just going to keep going through it so we can get through it.
If you're going through hell.
Just keep going.
All right. All right, Kendall, very briefly, we need to touch upon the Busheltown Halloween community calendar.
Yes, we do.
So, all right, why don't you
bring it in?
Start us off. Tell us the things on the calendar.
All right. Well, Cliff, first of all, mm-hmm. The West Busheltown Baptist Church,
mm-hmm.
they are sponsoring a haunted hell house.
Uh-oh.
And I'm only putting this out there just to warn people not to go.
All right.
So I'm just wanting to let it out there that they're doing it. Don't go to it.
All right.
That's the first thing.
You heard it here first mm-hmm. from Kendall. Why should they not go?
It's the West Busheltown Baptist Church. Those are the people that were yelling at us saying, God hates fats.
I mean, they're horrible people.
They are horrible people. Why would you want to go?
They like that. They're just going to jump out and scare you. But
they're going to be like the devil.
No, instead of having something fun like a chainsaw, they're going to have like a 1 Corinthians something or another. And they're going to be like, hey!
All right,
well, Kendall.
Cliff's gonna go. I'm not.
No, I'm not gonna go. I told you, I don't like people jumping out at me, no matter what they're waving.
All right,
stay back.
What do you got, Cliff?
Stay back, Kendall. Do you know this Friday night at the middle school? Big news! It's the big middle school Rye Bob.
Ooh.
You line up. People are gonna be lining up early. I think it starts about 6 p.m. You want to Google that
early.
Shit and make sure, double check. But yeah, you want to line up because middle schoolers, they got the rye bob. You just bob for the rye. You get to take home whatever big chunk you get.
You know how much I love bobbing for rye?
I love it. You love a chunky rye. Gosh, those sounds are leaking in from outside.
I know. Well, somebody opened the door. Cliff, you know, the Busheltown, speaking of the erotic bakery we were talking about earlier, they're having a pecker plunge down at Thumb Lake.
I don't even want to know.
But you got to know.
They are
throwing dozens of stale, hard penis cookies into the lake.
Oh my gosh.
And whoever can actually find one and bring it up gets a free cake of your choosing.
Wow.
It's only valid on Halloween Day.
All right. Well, that is something.
Is that exciting?
That is exciting.
I think it is.
I'm so excited. Another chestnut and I just can't hide it. Mm-hmm. Oh, Kendall, well, last one for me over here.
Mm-hmm.
Hankey's Books and Bait, they are having a fire sale, which means they've piled up a big you know, a big pile of those non-bestsellers, worst sellers. Uh-huh. And, you know, sometimes you go to the Hankies and they have those carts out front, like 5 for a quarter. Mm-hmm. Just books they can't sell. So
Sarah Palin's book.
Yeah, well, on Halloween night, what they're going to do is they're lighting up a big pile of them. And if you, it's as many as you can grab. You pay a quarter, you just grab the burning ones. You keep whatever you can grab.
An actual fire sale.
So well, go and save those. You know, I don't know. I thought I bought back all of our books, our podcasting tips.
You may have left one or two. We should go double check.
I don't know. I have a big stack.
I don't want to get burned. I can't think of the thought of it burning. I can't think of the thought.
I can't think of it.
I can't.
I can't think of that thought.
Down at the North Bushelltown Corn Maze.
Oh, my.
They're doing pig races, rye chucking at pigs.
Oh, my.
And pin the tail on the pig in honor of Halloween.
In honor.
Get on down there.
What an honor.
Pin the tail on the pig.
Pin the tail on the pig. You ever heard that one, Kendall? They always sing that one at the old pin the tail on the pig parties.
Well, I don't know. We'll see if they're singing
pin the tail on the pig. And if you've tuned in live, no, this is not a Michael Bublé pin the tail on the pig concert. It's just living kind of coast to coast.
Oh, just too fat, though.
Bend the tail on the pig.
Oh, but Cliff, that's and all that's happening on Bushtown.
Oh, this is yours. It's a great one.
Is that really a song?
Sure.
No, it's not.
It's great. It's in all the jukeboxes around town.
It's all the juke joints.
Every juke joint I go to, they're in there. It's in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's time.
All right.
To move on.
All right.
Are you talking to me?
Kendall, are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Are you booing at me?
Are you
booing at me? A Kindle.
Well, I'll go ahead and start us out, Cliff, but with this first one, because you're going to get this one immediately, and I'll tell you why.
Hocus Pocus.
No. Because you've already said it earlier. He's coming to Haddonfield because I know him. I'm his doctor.
I'm his blank. And that's from Halloween.
Yes, it is. You got that one.
Halloween. All right, Kendall, are you talking to me about this? What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Bill and Ted.
I tried to throw you off.
Bogus journey.
Make you think it was Bill and Ted. No! It's an excellent day for an exorcism. The Exorcist.
Damn you. You knew what you were doing.
I always do.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Uh-oh, don't sleep. That is from... I forget, but I know the only way to come out of the nightmare is through vajayjay.
Yes, you're correct, Cliff.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger nightmare.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kendall, pimples are the Lord's way of chastising you.
I have no idea.
I'm just wild about Carrie.
Oh, Carrie.
Carrie's wild about me.
I thought you were talking about blood, and then I would have got it.
Blood.
Oh, look.
What about this one? Blood.
Carrie. Got it.
That's it.
Oh, look. Another glorious morning. Makes me sick. There you go. Now say it.
Well, Kendall, it all started back with the man himself, Hocus Pocus. And that became what we all know and love today. Hocus Pocus.
Yes, you're correct on all accounts.
Oh, Kendall, unfaithful lover long since dead, deep asleep in thy wormy bed. Wiggle thy toes, open thine eyes, twist thy fingers toward the sky. Life is sweet, be not shy. On thy feet, so saith I.
Is that Hocus Pocus?
Thank you, Hocus Pocus. From the future.
Oh, wonderful, Cliff. No, no more of that. No. How fun was that?
How fun. When I think to myself how fun that was, I at least fast forwarded it through you. I just couldn't get out without doing it. And you are OCD. You know what it's like to have to like go and turn the oven switch 5 times and say off, 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 off. I know how you do it, Kendall. And so if I hear somebody say something, then I think, and I think to it's like a blockage inside, and I have to just, speaking of pimples, I have to pop it. I have to get it out.
All right. Well, I'm glad you did.
All right, Ken, I don't know why over here on the docket. We have to do politics as usual. Okay. I don't want to do
what
politics.
What is Halloween about politics? Well, it's, I guess it is terrifying these days.
And well, Trump. Everybody, Trump. This is politics as usual.
Oh, yeah. Trump is way out in front. I don't know why.
Dear, I'm so sorry for interrupting, dear.
Yes.
But we have a group coming through, dear. Come on, dear. Come on. Isn't this so exciting?
Oh, my God. How are they out of fit in here? There's like 30 kids.
We can barely
what are these? I can't tell if they're kids or adults in these costumes. Oh,
dear, they're the orphans for the orphanage, dear.
Spooky fun this way.
Oh, well, they're going to have so much fun in here.
Right, scoot over a little bit, Kendall. Sorry.
Oh, I've got a bowl here, dear. Please just close your eyes and stick your hands in, dear.
We're supposed to pass this around? What are we
doing? What is this?
The
this is eyeball.
No, dear. It's grapes, dear. Gotcha.
You
should have told him it was food.
Well, here, Pat, what's in this
ball? Oh, dear, it's slimy guts, dear.
These are intestines of a vagrant, everyone. We pass down the vagrant intestines.
Ooh, is that food, too?
Oh, dear, it's spaghetti, dear.
Oh, right.
Ooh, spooky, dear.
You are just...
I got him again. He loves it.
I love it. Look at the joy on my face.
I got some of them.
You really gave me a turn just then, dear.
Pass on one more bowl, everyone. Passes around.
Oh, what is it? Oh, this
is these are the teeth of a wolf man, everyone.
Oh, God. What
teeth
is this?
Teeth of a wolf man. Don't worry, they're simply teeth of a regular dog.
All right, passes around, that's what's everybody. Ooh.
Ooh, God, I'm not touching that.
Ooh.
Oh, kids, everybody get a good
I'll up with the candy up. I've got the lawnmower, everyone.
Oh, everybody's excited.
No candy by the lawnmower.
Say something for us, Mr. Bobby.
All right.
Toodaloo, dear. Let's see if we can get another group, dear.
Halloween, everyone.
No, right this way, dear.
Oh, my God. This business is really going to pick up as soon as this show's over.
I bet it is. So you're all scared to come in here right now. Well, Cliff, that was really sad.
And that is so sad. No,
that was fun.
Ooh.
No, I know. I was just working away and to say sad.
Thanks. Great.
And so was this sad music.
Great job.
I gave up on trying.
8 years ago. Yeah. I gave up on that 8 years ago, too.
Mm-hmm.
Only 8 years ago. Kendall, I don't know if anybody said this yet. When witches go riding and black cats are seen, the moon laughs and whispers, 'tis near Halloween. Nobody knows. It's a spooky, spooky, mysterious, unknown author.
Well, speaking of authors that are unknown, for Halloween, I've decided the easiest thing to do is give up caffeine. If that doesn't scare the hell out of everyone around me, nothing will.
Whoa. Kendall, I don't know if anybody remembers last week's show. I recollect that we forgot to tell everybody that at the end of the show, our equipment got cut off, the glass in the booth smashed, and there were all these red handprints, and I thought it was somebody from back from the dead, you know, maybe, I don't know who, everybody that's
scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, everybody that's dead that I've spoken to is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know who it was, but it was just Charles the contractor. He had cut his hands on some broken glass.
Dumbass.
He was trying to find the latch, and he is putting all these handprints and then smashed right through the glass and then cut out all the equipment.
I told you I was worried. I had a right to be worried.
When I think to myself,
oh, and I'm Kendall,
how worried you were, and I'm Cliff. And if you'd like to know more about us or hear more from us, Google us.
Cliff and Kendall. Find us.
You'll find us. You must trust your own abilities.
You must. Yoda.
You must.
And
must you?
Happy Halloween, everyone. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, this is too haunted. It's too haunted out there. I'm going to go eat some more of those old grapes.
Oh, I'm going to go see what the children are doing.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
And now some spooky Cliff and Kendall sounds, great for your own charity haunted house or Halloween meditations.
Kendall, I gotta ask you.
Emergency!
Moron!
You mean?
Out of this world.
Are you booing
it?
We are in hell.
Kendall, those are real spiders out there. They're real! I know!
Wow.
Hocus pocus.
What an excellent day.
Don't got nothing for that one.
Earth.
Blank. Oh my god.
I'm gonna go see what the children are doing. Focus.
Magic time.